Paul and Silas had some hard times. They were preaching the gospel of Christ. Lives were being impacted by the power of God. The next thing you know, they're beaten to an inch of their lives, thrown into prison. Were they in the will of God? Yes. Were they being persecuted for righteousness' sake? Yes. But in the middle of their persecution and distress, the prisoners heard them singing. In the midst of darkness, they sang praises unto God.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are in 1 Kings chapter 17 of the Old Testament, and verse 7 says, "And it happened after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land." Well, just prior to our text, we see that Elijah had just prophesied to King Ahab that because of their apostasy, there would be no dew or rain. Now, according to James 5 and 17, this was a result of Elijah's prayer that God had answered. The Bible says this, "The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Amen to that. It would be 3.5 years before Israel would have any rain again. No doubt things had gotten dry and parched. Now we need to understand that although we are saved, we love God, we're serving God, it doesn't mean that we will not go through dry times or experiences in our journey with God. Now, right after Elijah prophesied to King Ahab, the Lord spoke to Elijah, told him to return eastward and to hide by the brook Cherith. And it was there that God brought bread, meat to Elijah by the ravens. My friend, this was a supernatural event. Now, according to the Bible, there's no doubt that Elijah was in the will of God. He acted in obedience to the word of the Lord that came to him. He responded by faith. Things are going great. Elijah, the man of God who stood up against Ahab, one man stood against all odds. He told him how it was going to be if he didn't turn from his wicked ways. God is taking care of Elijah supernaturally. Elijah is enjoying the water from the brook. He's enjoying the bread and the meat brought to him by the ravens sent by God. There's no doubt that God's in control. Life is good. God is good. It's great being in the will of God. But then something happened, something perhaps unexpectedly. Verse 7 says, "And it happened after a while that the brook dried up." Now, there's something we need to look at here, because we know that Elijah was in the will of God before the brook dried up. And at this point, we also know that God hadn't told Elijah to go or to do anything else, right? Right. So it's possible that the brook can dry up and still be in the will of God. Yes, that is possible. Absolutely. You see, God never told us that being in His will was going to be easy. Some have the mistaken idea that being in God's will means that all is smooth sailing. Being in God's will means no difficulties. Being in God's will means no bumps in the road. My friend, that cannot be further from the truth. Jesus was in the will of God when He was led by the Spirit where? Into the wilderness. He was without food or water for 40 days and nights. He was being tempted of the devil. Would you say it was a dry time? Yes. But let me ask a question. Was Jesus in the will of God? The answer to that is yes. The devil tried to tempt Jesus to turn the stone to bread. There's nothing morally wrong with turning stone to bread. But it's wrong if it's not the will of God. We're not going to do it the devil's way. Let's do it God's way. In other words, let's stick to the word of God. Jesus said, "It is written, glory to God." As one author said, "I'd rather starve, be in the middle of God's will than to be full outside of His will." Friend, God never said that it would be easy. Paul and Silas had some hard times. They were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and lives were being impacted by the power of God. But the next thing you know, they're beaten to an inch of their lives, thrown into prison. Were they in the will of God? Yes. They were being persecuted for righteousness' sake. But in the middle of their persecution and distress, the prisoners heard them singing. In the midst of darkness, they sang praises to God. And before it was over, God sent an earthquake, a jailer got saved. God never said that being in His will would be easy. But there's no doubt that Paul and Silas were in the middle of His will. You might be in the middle of God's will. You're preaching the gospel. Maybe you planted a church. You started a Sunday school class, and you're going through some turbulences, difficulties. My friend, don't run. Don't leave. Remain in His will, although the brook may dry up.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.